Hello there, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Cyrus Sumeni. I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry, Accra, Ghana. Wherever that you are, I need you to connect your faith with my faith. Let us pray. Father, we pray by divine authority in the name of every name. We pray that let the hearts of your people be worked upon. We pray that let the atmosphere below. We pray that let angels be assigned. We invite angels right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The topic we'll be dealing with today is failure at the edge of breakthrough. It is a prayer service. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Will you turn the Bible with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9? Most often, when many people are at the edge of their breakthrough, they fail, they stumble, and they fall. Are we going to deal with such spirit that maneuvers, they empowers, they push men, women to fall when they are at their edge of their breakthrough? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. The Bible says, "Therefore, a great door and effectual is open unto me." A great door, an effectual. First, the door is very great and is very efficient to me. It is effectual, is open unto me. What stands to read that the door doesn't belong to me, it belongs to someone. But somewhere, somehow, that door has been opened. It is not easy to enter into somebody's corporation, it is not easy to enter into somebody's house. When you knock at somebody's door, he got to open the door for you to enter. So Paul said that a great door, and it is very effectual, has been opened to me. He said, and there are many adversaries. He said, in between the door are many adversaries. For instance, it's like going to somebody's house, and when you knock the door, or when you sound the bell, the door is being opened to you, and you could see these giants standing at the doorway that they will not permit you to walk through the door to go in and see whoever that has given you that opportunity to come and see him, or whoever that has given you that appointment. That is the same way that Paul was feeling. He said, a great door and effectual is open unto me. And he said, and there are many adversaries at the doorway. Prophetically, after this particular service, I pray that any spirit, any giant, any strong man that is standing in defiance at your doorway, that spirit will not let you go. We pray that let the spirit of God annihilate them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the spirit of God annihilate them. Let angels of God annihilate them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We overthrow their government. If they are in government, we overthrow their government. If they are in family, we overthrow their strongholds. If they are in certain community, we overthrow their jurisdictions in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, Isaiah experienced the same thing in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 14. The Bible says, And shall say, Cast ye up, prepare the way. He said, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. This is God speaking. He said, there is a stumbling block at the doorway. So Paul said that he saw adversaries, but in Isaiah's perspective, he saw stumbling blocks. There are roadblocks. Prophetically, I declare to whoever is watching me, in the year 2023, in the roadblocks, in the month of January, in the month of February, in the month of March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, any standing block that has been a hindrance to your breakthrough this year, we pray that let them be uprooted this year in the mighty name of Jesus. By divine authority, we declare that we uproot them from their root in the name of Jesus. What is failure at the edge of breakthrough? It is a demon assigned at the edge of breakthrough. Most often when people are at the edge of their breakthrough, they stumble and they fall. They fight, they contend, they pull, they push, they run, they fly, they walk, they do everything to get hold of the breakthrough. But they fail. Why? Because there is an adversary. Because there is a standing block standing in between them and their breakthrough. But I pray that before January 2023 will go to an end, people see that that stumbling block has been lifted up, that adversary has been dealt with, and wondrously and dreadfully in the mighty name of Jesus. What is failure at the edge of breakthrough? It is the spirit that weakens your spirit from rising up. It is a particular spirit. Sometimes your breakthrough needs a lot of prayer, intense prayer. But the spirit of failure at the edge of breakthrough will weaken your spirit, that you will not even have encouragement, motivation, empowerment to continue with the steadfast love of God, or continue with the continual prayer that you have to, withhold the enemy with, or stand against the defiance and the wiles of the enemy. You find very weak because that spirit have gotten hold of your spirit. It is a spirit that causes you to give up when your blessing has been pronounced in heaven. Most often when blessings are being pronounced in heaven, and when your name has been mentioned in the PS system of heaven, that is when you become weak. That is when that you become discouraged. This spirit and the spirit that contend with men at the edge of their breakthrough. It is a vowed demon that ensures that you will never attain greatness in life. That demon or that adversary or that spirit or that deity have vowed that no matter what, I will never let you go. No matter what, I will never allow you to walk through that door. That spirit is the failure at the edge of the breakthrough. But I pray that before this particular sermon comes to an end, you have power and dominion over such spirit, and that spirit will yell and run out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the household of wickedness that brings serious problem to you. Whenever men are at the edge of their breakthrough, household wickedness will begin to infuse them with problems. Day in, day out. Monday, there is a problem. Tuesday, there is a problem. Wednesday, there is a problem. Thursday, there is a problem. Friday, there is a problem. Saturday, there is a problem. Sunday, there is a problem. But this particular hour, I pray and I declare that you are going into an atmosphere, into a realm of problem, free in the mighty name of Jesus. Like in the case of Job, his children dies, his businesses come to a loss, his servants leave him, his wife insulted God, his cows and his cattle, they were all destroyed. In one day, these are problems that were heaped on him. So when a man is at the edge of his breakthrough, these are what he goes through before he have a direct contact with the breakthrough. I pray that may the Lord infuse you with power. May the Lord anoint you to deal with any failure at the edge of your breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to deal with spirit of near breakthrough. Spirit that will contend with you one after the other. 21 spirit. I'm going to deal with them one after the other. We are dealing with failure at the edge of the breakthrough. The first spirit that will contend with you when you are at the edge of your breakthrough is problem expanders. Problem expanders. Who are problem expanders? Problem expanders are those designed to ensure that your very problem is elongated and recurrent in a vicious cycle. So it goes in roundabout with you. Then that problem expander makes sure that your problem is elongated, is being stretched. If that problem was supposed, or in the eyes of God, it's supposed to be last for only one day, they stretch it or they elongate it for 1 month or 1 week. These are problem expanders. They ensure bloodlines, or they ensure bloodline problems go beyond one generation, and that the acuteness of the problem is increased until it becomes chronic. So if a problem was supposed to last for one day, when they stretch it for 1 week, it becomes a chronic problem. These are what I call problem expanders. They are generational demons. We're going to turn our Bible with me to Acts chapter 23, verse 12. Acts chapter 23, verse 12. The Bible says that, and when it was day, certain of the Jews bonded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40, which had made this conspiracy. Which stands true that the gentleman Paul was arrested because he might have violated a rule at where he was in the nation that he found himself. And the Bible says that when he was being arrested, certain of the Jewish people, the Jewish rabbi, the Jewish neighbors, 40 of them came together in one agreement and said that we will not eat, we will not drink until we have killed Paul. He said, it is not enough that we have arrested Paul. No. He said, we have to kill Paul for our spirit and our soul to come at rest. And prophetically, I declare over whoever is watching me. Zigidi Agutala Braha Sataya. Fakuskiri Mandini Mataya. Ipala Gadaya Katundi Atuata Brahasia. Any spirit of problem expender that comes in the form of a man, that comes in the form of an animal, that comes in the form of wind, that comes in the form of water, that comes in the form, in the formless. I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name. Some comes in the form of trees. Some comes in the form of rivers. I pray and I declare by divine authority that let the fire of God burn them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As you are at the edge of your breakthrough in this year 2023, any problem expander that is tormenting your life, destroying whatever that God has given to you by divine authority in the name above every other name, wherever that they are, well, let them be arrested. See, the gentleman Paul was arrested. It was not there. It just didn't end there. They said, we will never eat. It is one thing not to even eat, and it is one thing not to even drink at all. He said, we will not eat and we will not drink. Whilst we are not eating, we are expanding your problem. Whilst we are not drinking, we are expanding your problem. I don't know whoever that has taken a vow that he will never eat nor will never drink until that he has killed you in the year 2023, until that he has disgraced you in the year 2023, who call himself a problem expander. Let the Spirit of the Lord deal with such a one treacherously in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember that we are dealing with faith at the edge of breakthrough. We are dealing with a second spirit, that is star hijackers. What are star hijackers? Star hijackers are meant to represent people, or stars are meant to represent people, and there are different types of stars. No two stars are exactly the same, and the Bible says they differ in glory, strength, and splendor. Stars first differ in glory, they differ in strength, and they differ in splendor. It is important to know that when a great man is born, his star appears and the whole world knows. So there are certain people that sit at a particular geographical location, they stand at a particular point, and they check Orion, Masarot, Lesodia. They take the chart, read the chart, and get to know your star. Let me read. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says, then Herod, when had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. So the sit down, we are dealing with failure at the edge of the battle, and we are contending with the spirit of star hijackers. Herod said, what time did the star appear? I have not seen the humanity, but I want to know the time that star appeared, because I have read the star, and it is the star of a great man, and it is a star of a king, and it's a star of a priest, and it's a star of a great redeemer, and I want to know the time that the star appeared, whether I can hijack the star. I pray and I declare by divine authority, in the name above every other name, any star hijacker that has been released from the pit of hell to torment you in the year 2023, perhaps he has seen the star of 2023, and you are associated with the star of 2023. and they want to contend with you. She want to contend with you. It want to contend with you. It want to battle with you. I pray and I declare that that star that the enemy has seen, he will never have an adverse impact over your life when he tried to shoot any arrow at you in the name of Jesus. Any star of yours that has been hijacked, we command it to be released in the name of Jesus. Herod says something. He said, what time did the star appear? Which tells you that they have consulted other gods. And they want to check up with their Orions, with their Legionaries, for them to know whether they can hijack the star according to the time that it appeared. I pray that as your 2023 glory has appeared, as your 2023 power has appeared, as your 2023 healing has appeared, that it is associated with a particular star. I pray that the enemy will not have an upper hand over that star in the mighty name of Jesus. In the verse 8, the Bible says, and he said, send them to Bethlehem and said, go and set diligently for the young man, your young child. And when ye have found him, bring me a word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lord, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Three things that you must understand concerning stars is that, first, a star appeared at a designated period, or in a designated period. It had a time that it got to appear, and it has a time that it got to leave the limelight. Two, a star is positioned at a particular place. He said that that particular star of Christ Jesus was positioned in the east. I don't know what, whatever cardinal point that your star have been positioned, that you cannot have access to that star. I pray that may the Lord position you to a place that your star will shine in the name of Jesus. If your star is supposed to be in the east, and your star has been positioned in the west, I pray that let there be a chain around. Let there be a chain around. If your star is supposed to position at the north and it's at the west, I pray that let there be a chain around. Let there be a chain around in the mighty name of Jesus. The third thing that you must know concerning a star shows the path to identify the one that the star belongs to. The Bible says that, and they follow the star to their destination. I pray that may men see your star at the limelight, and may your star show them the way to your presence. Show them the way to your presence this particular year, 2023, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is star that we're talking about. That no star hijacker was hijack your star this 2023. In this year 2023, no star hijacker hijack your star in the name of Jesus. Remember, we are dealing with failure at the edge of your breakthrough, and we are contending with 21 spirit. The first spirit that we dealt with is problem expander. The third spirit, the second spirit that we are dealing with is star hijacker or star hijackers. The third spirit that we are going to contend with it is destiny killers. Destiny killers. Who is a destiny killer? A destiny killer are satanic agents. They come in human forms. They are satanic agents assigned to destroy first, to derail, and twice. So three things that they do, or three assignments that they come with as a destiny killer. They come to destroy, they come to derail, and they come to thwart the destiny of the children of God. I pray that whoever that your destiny have been destroyed, let it be repaired right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever that your destiny have been destroyed beyond repair, I pray that let there be a new destiny for you. May the Lord connect you to a new destiny in this year 2023. We have entered into a new year. May God give you a different destiny that will suit your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever that your destiny has been derailed, we pray that let it be in alignment with God. Let it be in in alignment with that of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, anybody that may have derailed your destiny, I pray for balance. I pray for balance in the name of Jesus. Whoever that your destiny has been thwarted, I pray that let the Lord, work around it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Lord touch in the twat destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be the healing of your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. They are mostly assigned to great men and women. Turn your Bible with me to Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10. The Bible says, when Sanballat, the Horonites, and Tobiah, the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly. Listen very carefully. That there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Destiny killers appear when men begin to seek your welfare. When men begin to think about you at midnight on their sleeping bed. When men begin to think about what they are going to do for you. When men begin to think about your welfare, your being. When men are beginning to think about your shelter, your clothing. When men are beginning to think about your supplies. That is when destiny killers appear. But I pray that may the Spirit of the Lord slay any destiny killer in your life this year, 2023, in the name of Jesus. Child of God, we are dealing with failure at the edge of your victory. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asume, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry.